By the Tao of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Welcome to Reorient Nation, a joint production of Paradosis Pavilion and Generative Sounds. This program seeks the intersection where East meets West meets East. Your host, Father Simeon Keyes, is an Eastern Orthodox priest who brings together East Asian culture and the Eastern Orthodox way of life for the benefit of our lives here in the West. Reorient Nation is about heading toward the East, toward the sunrise, the direction of renewal and growth. Now with today's episode, here is Father Simeon.
Today I want to talk about theological education, which has been a primary focus of my life. But what do I mean by theological education? It may not be what everybody thinks. What I don't mean is religious philosophy, even systematic religious philosophy. It's better to think of theological education as practical training in the spiritual way of life. So if we think about Eastern Orthodox education, what is the ultimate goal? The ultimate goal is to make saints. The ultimate goal is to bring students into the deep experience of salvation. And what does that mean? The saints are those who have been changed by the experience of God Himself. They know God, and they know God not as an idea, but they know God because they have experienced God, and that experience is changing. In a word, it is theosis. It is union with God. To be like Christ, to become like God by participation in His grace. Here's a problem. Schools and educational programs or approaches, they can't make saints. God makes saints. It is the experience of God that makes saints. And God makes saints through His own church, the church that He established on earth to heal and to change human beings because He loves us. So for a school or educational project to contribute to the primary purpose of Orthodox education, it must be located within the life of the Orthodox Church. The Orthodox Church, which is both the temple of the Spirit of Truth, the living temple, and the spiritual hospital of souls, is the context of Orthodox education. An Orthodox school with a comprehensive educational approach should have really two aspects. One is academic and one is practical. And these aren't categories because they overlap. Students should be taught how to think logically and research and analyze and synthesize information, how to accurately and persuasively communicate ideas, discuss ideas, collaborate with others, all of those things. But there is something that has to be at the center of all of that. Because educators can talk about forming the soul and guiding students towards seeking the good and the true and the beautiful and toward following the logos and guiding students toward growth in truth and virtue. But academic education, including academic religious education, just can't do those things. Not in the deepest internal sense. So Orthodox education is just not sufficiently comprehensive and can't even accomplish its primary goal without theological education. Academic education can at best point to something that is not of the academy, beyond academic education, to something inside the Orthodox Church where the tree of life is planted. Without real theological education at the center, then Orthodox education has a hole. It's like a donut, but not sweet. If we think about concentric circles or overlapping circles, the center is theological education. It is the heart. And it's like placing a bright candle in the center that shines across and encompasses and illumines all aspects of the education we give our students. Now, students can read books, and instructors can teach and lead discussions about God and about truth and the virtuous life. And students may decide to live according to those external virtuous principles. But what is read about and taught and discussed, those are concepts. By external here, I mean that students have learned virtuous principles. They've learned honesty and respectfulness, for example, and everything else. And in the mind, they have dedicated themselves to those principles. They understand them, and they behave in a consistent way. But those principles are still external to the inner heart. These are good concepts to learn and put into practice. But God is not a concept. He is a person. And salvation is not an idea. It's an experience that requires the purification of the heart. What is accomplished through living the mystical ascetical life of the Orthodox Church, of Orthodox education as a whole, and the goal of Orthodox education. So, I mentioned that theological education is not religious philosophy. So, what is it really? I prefer to call theological education theological training. So what's theology? In an Orthodox sense, again, theology is not philosophy. Theology is knowing God by experience. What is a theologian? It is one who really knows God in the deepest sense by experience. Philosophy deals with concepts. So religious philosophy can ask questions about God and related to God, but true theology, it's not derived from ideas or concepts from the rational mind. Theology is known by revelation to the human heart. In other words, God reveals himself to those who know him, really. Our part in the way of salvation is to use our energy to do what God has called us to do, to cultivate our humility and our obedience, and to repent and to pray and to follow his way. This cooperation between us and God, our faithfulness and his work within us, is called synergy. And the way of Christ, which is the path of salvation, leads toward true theology. In Orthodox education, teachers educate the rational mind and encourage behavior consistent with that teaching. But theological training is ultimately concerned with the nous, the heart, the spiritual intellect. And theological education is about guiding students toward the way of life, on the way of Christ, that leads to purification and healing and illumination and union with God. When the heart is healed, that affects the rational mind and how the person lives. It changes everything. So theological education is aimed at the healing of the student from the center of the student's soul, the heart. Theological teachers should have lived experience in the life of the Orthodox Church and the Holy Tradition, which is the way of salvation, which is the life of the Orthodox Church. Until a teacher progresses far enough on that way of repentance to have the same experience as the saints, to have the same experience as the Holy Fathers who were true theologians, then that teacher must stay very close to those fathers and mothers among the saints. So one of the most important attributes of a theological teacher is to know his or her own limits with regard to personal theological experience. I mean, with self-honesty. And to know his or her limits with regard to competency to speak about theology and to interpret scripture and to interpret the fathers according to the Holy Tradition. Because teaching theological education is not about the personal opinion of the teacher. It is about the teacher's ability to express the tradition. Practically, then, who are the teachers of theological education within the realm of Eastern Orthodox education? And before I answer that, in the context of the order of the church, that is the hierarchy of the church, that is a feature of the mystery of the church, The best answer to that question is, again, the saints, the fathers and mothers who know God by experience and speak according to the Holy Spirit. They are the true theologians in the deepest sense. And again, those of us who have not reached that spiritual height, who have not plumbed the depths of humility and faith and prayer for repentance as they have, we must stay close to their teaching. We must stay very close. The golden chain of authentic holy theologians who have lived throughout history of the church, generation to generation until today, that is why Orthodox theology has remained unchanged. It hasn't remained unchanged because people just keep reading the same books. Theology does not develop. Although the language that we use to describe theology, that can develop. But that experience of the saints, that doesn't change. There is one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that one God reveals himself consistently to those who have been united with him and who know him by experience. And they see him as he is and are changed by him, sharing in his radiant presence. Having said that, first, teaching is an aspect of the ministry of the Holy Priesthood, which is participation in Christ's own priesthood. So the priesthood is central to Orthodox education. And in the mystery of the church, we find order, we find boundaries, and hierarchy is part of that order. So Orthodox education takes place under the Omophorion, that is under the authoritative pastoral guidance of the Orthodox bishop. The bishops are the protectors and the teachers of theology in the church. And since where the bishop is, the church is, the bishop is the link between the school and the church founded by Christ upon the apostle. Teaching is an aspect of the ministry also of the presbyter, the priest, as well as serving as a spiritual father. And I mean that in the sense of being a pastor and a confessor and a guide. And he is the physician of souls. So the teaching of the priest involves teaching with his mouth and also teaching by example and teaching in a classroom or in a small group and also maybe personal guidance for students. A priest serving as bishop and working at the center of the life of a school or an educational program ensures that the school is a spiritually nurturing garden, which means that the garden of the church, paradise, is flourishing within the school. And the priest can exercise the work of the priesthood in the school that's located within the life of the church to ensure that the daily life and rhythm of the educational institution holistically remains in harmony with the way and the liturgical rhythm of the life-giving church. We learn to pray by praying. We learn to worship by worshiping. And having prayer and worship at the center of the school teaches something significant about the comprehensive holistic nature of Orthodoxy in a world in which we are encouraged to compartmentalize our lives so that religion is just one part of it and maybe disconnected from other parts. Or the religion is this private box that is separated from our public and social life. Orthodoxy is not like this. Orthodoxy encompasses all things. And putting worship at the center of the church is one way of showing how worship is a lifestyle for us. An Orthodox school should teach students how to be Orthodox Christian. And to get the most out of Orthodox education, that we need to invest our whole self in it. In addition to the bishop and the priest and deacons, laymen and women who serve as Orthodox teachers are essential to Orthodox theological education. Some of my best theological instructors in seminary were lay scholars and teachers. Bishops and priests teach according to their ministry. With regard to the laity, competency is key, not technical academic credentials. In other words, just because someone has an advanced degree doesn't mean that the individual should be teaching anything pertaining to theology. One may identify as an Orthodox Christian and have credentials, but really not hold the Orthodox faith once for all delivered to the saints. One may be given to dabbling in theological speculation or use a Western academic approach, that distorts the teaching of the church. Or one may try to commit theological innovation or not live according to the life of the church or be engaged in that process of trying or really have theological education as a goal, salvation as a goal when teaching students. On the other hand, a humble teacher lacking any official credentials who has been immersed in the education and the worship and work and the social life of the parish and who strives sincerely to live the inner life of the church with prayer and repentance, with faith and humility and obedience, praying in the church, and living that life to the fullest, may teach the faith exceptionally well. In our Antiochian Archdiocese, we are blessed to have opportunities for laity and clergy to advance their education. And hopefully in the future, we will establish more Orthodox schools and programs to teach Orthodox Christians how to be not only Orthodox Christians who are knowledgeable, but Orthodox educators who can teach. How practically is theological education different than academic education? Or how might an Orthodox school look different than a school that does not have theological education at its center? Well, here's some foundational principles that I can offer. Theological education usually involves a teacher teaching a student what he or she knows, instead of students reading texts and then discussing their own opinions with one another about the text. So theological education is direct, teacher to student. It's been fashionable in some circles to speak about Jesus asking questions as though our Lord was initiating a Socratic dialogue when in reality, he's God. I mean, he's asking questions because he knows the heart and the thoughts of men and women whom he fashioned, and he is drawing them towards salvation and perhaps drawing those around them towards salvation. Theological education also isn't just imparting the teacher's opinions or someone else's opinion or the society's dominant opinions, but it is imparting the faith once for all delivered to the saints, the inalterable holy tradition. Theological education focuses on the person of Jesus Christ and the persons of the Father and the Holy Spirit and shows students the path of experiential knowledge, true theological knowledge. I want to teach students to follow the Logos, but the Logos became incarnate about 2,000 years ago to teach us plainly as one of us and to establish his Holy Orthodox Church and set forth apostles whose teachings within the church have been passed down to us as a whole comprehensive way of life. So we shouldn't pretend that we live before the time that Christ was born in Bethlehem, as though we're pagans trying to seek the good and the true and the beautiful and wisdom by feeling the darkness for some kind of knowledge that can be discovered or clarified through dialectical discussion. No, look at an icon of Christ. There he is, a human being, the God-man. You want goodness? You want truth? You want beauty? Take up the cross and follow him within his own church. If you're serious. Students can't really know wisdom, truth, goodness, and beauty through reading books or intellectual, rational reflection or discussion. Now, it's better for students to think about those ideas than many other opposing ideas, but thinking about ideas, that's just not enough. If students desire to know wisdom, truth, goodness, and beauty, they can only know it in the ultimate sense, the theological sense, by purifying their hearts and uniting with the one who is wisdom, who is truth, who is good, who is beauty, Jesus Christ himself. To know him, theological knowledge, is to be changed by him, by his presence, his power, his grace. Then you know by experience. You become good because you have been united with the good one. You become beautiful, participating in his radiantly beautiful glory. Because he is in you and you are in him. That is the way of the Orthodox Church. That is where we are trying to go. This is what theological training is all about. Getting on that path and knowing that path and making, with God's help, progress. Orthodox education is not primarily about learning logic or philosophy, although that may be part of the curriculum. The theological heart of education transcends philosophy and takes us to the participation in divine mystery. The heart can know what is beyond the limits of our rationality. If we teach rational philosophy, we need to also teach what is beyond it. We can teach the value of rational philosophy, but we need to also talk about its limits. We shouldn't teach philosophy as though the incarnation never happened. And we can't fall into one of the problems that arose in the Western world, that is the confusion of philosophy and theology. We can't approach theology as though it is rational philosophy without misrepresenting and distorting it. But we do need to correct philosophy born in the minds of fallible human beings with the theology revealed to us by God himself. We read books differently in theological education. We don't read the Bible as literature in a academic sense. Of course, the Bible is literature with various literary genres, but we read Holy Scripture in a different way than we read Jane Austen. We don't read the Bible in a Protestant way, which has become popular in secular academic circles too. We don't interpret the Scripture with our own opinion or insights or by discussing other people's opinions and insights. Dialectical discussion cannot bring students to theological truth. And you can't pretend that it does without being shady. The context of Holy Scripture in the Orthodox Church, which has been received and compiled and interpreted according to theological revelation, that's the Old Testament, and which wrote and interprets the New Testament. So when we read the Old Testament scriptures in the New Testament, we interpret those scriptures according to Holy Tradition, the life of the church, because the church wrote the scriptures and existed before the scriptures. The point of reading Holy Scripture isn't just to find lessons and stories or make symbolic connections, although these things are relevant, but the point of reading Holy Scripture is to show us the way of salvation and to help us in our repentance. We read Holy Scripture to discover who God is and who we are and what's wrong with us, and to find that way of salvation for us to walk so that we may fulfill our potential and purpose as human beings. Likewise, when we read the writings of the fathers or the writings of the church generally, we read and interpret them according to the interpretation within the life of the Orthodox Church. There's a saying, if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. If an educator only has hammers, that is a Western academic approach, then they cannot teach the Holy Scripture and the writings of the church correctly. Teachers need to put aside that whole toolbox when teaching the subject pertaining to the church and approach the scripture and other texts of the church and the tradition as a whole with an Orthodox mindset. In theological education, the central questions are not about literary themes or dogmatic definitions or events in church history or symbolism, but self-honest questions about the illness in one's own soul and how to practically find healing through the way of Christ. These aren't speculative or theological questions, but questions with answers that, if the student puts those answers into practice, changes his or her life. I mentioned illness and healing. Theological education is about spiritual medicine. What I mean by this is that the Orthodox way reveals our diagnosis, our physician, our therapy, and our goal. That is what we look like when we are healed. See the lives of the saints and the transfiguration. Theological education is about entering into this therapeutic life of the church. Theological education isn't meant only to teach how to heal and be changed, but it is the path of healing within the church that leads to change. Right? Theological training is like physical training in the sense that one doesn't just study exercise, but engages in physical training that transforms the body and increases strength and improves health. The focus of theological education is the purification of the heart. But the rational mind and the body, they are involved in the process. Theological education is simply training in the way And the rational mind is trained alongside the cultivation of the heart through obedience and prayer. And the external practice of the faith in the body, in the experience of worship and manifesting the faith in daily life in the world, is part of this. The study of dogmatic theology informs the rational mind. But the point of studying dogmatic theology is not to gain doctrinal ideas only, but the point is to know the doctrines revealed by God so that we recognize the illumined signs that show us that divine path of spiritual progress, so that we stay on the true path, the way of Christ, the way of the church, the holy tradition, revealed by God himself, that leads toward life and away from death. And we can recognize and avoid the many paths and that lead us toward darkness and chaos and death. That's what dogmatic theology is about. The external experience of the church, the multi-sensory worship, the hearing of the gospel, the interpretive hymnography of the church, the physical actions of the worshiper, private practice of prayer and fasting or feasting, the harmonizing of one's schedule to the rhythm of the liturgical calendar, participation in the ministry work of the church, the social celebrations of the parish. All of this forms students. All of this can be part of theological education. God is present here, and the experience of his grace is offered to us. If a student is engaged in the external training, while also learning and seeking inner experience, then these external aspects are not just empty actions, like external religiosity, but they are therapeutic for the soul and formational. Right? The more the inner life is cultivated, the more the mystic reality of the external is evident. And the more the external is practiced with real faith and humility and sincerity and reverence, the more it heals and changes the inner life. In the whole Orthodox life, the internal and external leads toward that theological experience of grace in the fullness sense. That is the goal. Theological training includes the teaching of dogmatic theology, including the teaching of the symbol of faith in the Nicene Creed as a component of theological education. So teaching doctrine certainly involves learning concepts in the rational mind. And students should know what we believe as Orthodox Christians and be able to differentiate between what we believe and what we don't believe, between true doctrine and heretical ideas. Teaching dogmatic theology doesn't mean teaching a philosophical, systematic construct. And it may be taught, at least to some degree, in the context of the narrative of Scripture and church history. So again, what's the point of dogmatic theology, of teaching that in theological training? Just learning those dogmatic concepts, even true ones, that doesn't help a student. That just fills the rational mind with ideas. One can be really well-educated with regard to dogmatics and not live the spiritual life. Reading theological texts, even the Fathers and Scriptures. Taking a class on dogma. These things, they do not make a spiritual student. The point of knowing the doctrines of the church is that those true doctrines illumine that authentic spiritual way of Christ and keep us from straying off the path. So the doctrines are therapeutic because they show us clearly the way of healing. But you have to actually walk that path. A student has to walk the narrow way, and the educator, faithfully, for those doctrines to have any benefit. In the realm of theological education, students are evaluated qualitatively according to how they are learning and putting into practice their spiritual training. And this requires discernment and really can't be evaluated well in an academic sense, according to quantitative metrics. On the other hand, in a theological class, students certainly can conduct research and write papers and take written exams and read a paper one-on-one with an instructor and engage in an oral exam and offer a presentation for academic evaluation. So students can be graded and receive academic credit. Academic teachers should realize that theological education isn't focused on rigorous qualitative standards. But good theological education isn't watered down or fluff. It heals, it changes lives. It's more important than academics. But although a distinction may exist between academics in the Western sense and theological training, a distinction isn't necessarily a separation with regard to a class. Theological education brings all subjects within broader Orthodox education as a whole into the context of the individual student's participation in the life of the church. In an Orthodox school, students should learn biology, for example. Theological education can help students understand bioethics that flow from holy tradition and introduce students to physician saints, both men and women, and teach students about the role of the Orthodox Church in the founding of hospital, and instruct students in an Orthodox approach to medicine and medical care, and explain how patients can find spiritual benefit to sickness and suffering. Discuss with them possible temptations of physicians and surgeons toward pride because of their skill and knowledge, and guide students toward understanding the benefits of an Orthodox Christian and particular students possibly pursuing a career in medicine or bioengineering, and how that might affect one's ministry in the church and one's family life. Some of these questions are practical, but are answered from the wisdom within the mystery of the church. A curriculum of Orthodox education is rooted in Holy Scripture and the Fathers of the Church. We don't read either the Scripture or the Fathers in isolation, but in the context of Holy Tradition, which is the life of the Spirit in the church. In classical education, in the West, the core texts seem to be like pre-incarnation, pagans and post-schism Western books. Orthodox education should be rooted in Holy Scripture, as taught and interpreted within the life of the Orthodox Church and the Orthodox Eastern Fathers, along with the pre-schism Orthodox Western Fathers. We need competent Orthodox Christian educators who can competently teach the narrative of the Old Testament and the New Testament and the history of the Orthodox Church as a seamless singular story that it is, and explain to students who are part of that story, being members of the church today, how the holy teachings of Scripture and the Fathers connect together with the divine services and the hymnography and the prayers and the calendar and the icons and the architecture of the temples and the giving of alms and the help for the poor and the evangelistic proclamation of the gospel and the ethics of the body and the holy mysteries and other aspects of the church. Only educators who are actively living the life of the church can share their experience of how Orthodox life is so comprehensive and life-changing for those who immerse themselves in it. Now, is there room in theological education for non-Orthodox books, including those pre-incarnate pagan philosophers and those post-Great Schism Roman Catholic and Protestant authors and secular authors? Of course there is. These books are not of the church, and they can be read in academic classes, however the teachers want to teach them. You can dabble in English literature, but just don't try to dabble in Holy Scripture and the Fathers. But this is really important. Students read those books in theological education, not just to understand them and to discuss ideas, but also to find that truth within them and to use that truth for the purpose of progress and salvation. Now, let me say this. Students should receive a good basic foundational theological education before approaching non-Orthodox books. Right? Otherwise, it would be like sending a soldier into war in a rugged forest directly from an urban civilian life without any basic military training. Without basic theological training, that helps the student know the Orthodox faith and know it well and differentiate between truth and error and to know how we read non-Orthodox texts. Then that student may not have the skill to discern between what is right and what is wrong, between what is true and what is not. If we expect students to have basic dogmatic training for learning, of course, then how much more important is it for teachers to have that kind of training? Remember that teachers can't just teach according to their opinion. They are required to teach according to the mind of the church. Knowing that mind may require both instruction and, as they teach, staying close to the priest and to the best Orthodox lay teachers in the school to ask questions along the way. Priests are ready to help educators understand Orthodoxy and to be better teachers. Within the realm of theological education, studying non-Orthodox books is helpful for teaching because we need students to know how to be the bee, right? Being able to discern between what is true and good and false and harmful. And also we want to help students understand how to explain the unchanging Orthodox way to people in different cultures and who have radically different beliefs about reality than we do. Although human beings can't acquire theological knowledge through reasoning and class discussion, discussions do have great value, and they may help students to develop ways of learning how to practically live and communicate the Orthodox way in daily life. It's worth saying that Orthodox schools and parishes can do more to help educators, surely. But in Orthodox education, both educators and students have to exercise their own free will to get the most out of Orthodox theological education, which doesn't compel, but offers an invitation into the unfathomable depths. In America, progress is ongoing with regard to theological education, and we need to keep improving, innovating, expanding, and refining our educational efforts while remaining firmly rooted in the apostolic tradition.
Thank you for listening. If this podcast has been edifying for you, please subscribe and share this program. Also, please consider the entire Paradosis Pavilion catalog, as well as the music of Generative Sounds. Please contact us if you are interested in providing us with feedback or engaging us in conversation, which we would welcome. In the beginning was the Tao, and the Tao was with God, and the Tao was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And the Tao became flesh and dwelt among us.